Well, we're back on downtown with men's head hockey coach Ben Barr, coming off a win and a loss weekend against two very, very good teams. I hate to say it, but you said if they were in the box, it was going to be a problem on Friday night.
Yeah, it was, you know, Kill did a good job for the, I think we killed two or three in the first two periods, and then, you know, the first couple of minutes of that 5-minute major, we got, and obviously the wheels fell off there a little bit. So, you know, that was an unfortunate call. Like, you know, I don't think there was anything malicious, you know, by Benny Poisson there, and, you know, it wasn't an elbow to the head or anything, but it is what it is, and you move on.
You move on, and you indeed did move on to a game that was... I suppose to the casual observer, really exciting, but probably emotionally draining for both teams. Brandon Chabrier scores a minute and 15 seconds in, and then nobody else can solve either goaltender after that. You have to be delighted with the way Albie played in net.
Yeah, he played well. You know, it was just a game. There wasn't much going either way. It was tight. There wasn't a ton of offense in the game, and that's the way a lot of these games are going to be down the stretch here. So it was good to see our guys. We blocked a lot of shots and, yeah, you know, collapsed around our net pretty good when they had some possession around our net. So, and then Alvin made the saves that he needed to make and showed a lot of poise in there.
It seems like the parade never ends. You get one nationally ranked group after another. You got a big weekend here at home with a team that has been playing better of late. Did they sweep UConn last week?
They split with UConn.
They split with UConn last week. So you've got Providence. You've got Providence coming in, and with every team, I suppose they're keys to every game. When you look at the Friars, what's the thing you most have to worry about with them?
They're a relentless forechecking team, and they, you know, so. You know, we have to be mentally engaged and make quick decisions with the puck because they take away time and space extremely well as anyone in our league. So, and they're really good at the net front. So it's going to be a similar game to probably that UMass game where it's going to be tight, not going to be a ton of ice one way or the other. And, you know, when you do get an opportunity, you gotta cash in. And that's probably, you know, the same thing they're probably saying.
It's an old adage that teams that forecheck well don't like to be forechecked. Is that going to be important for you, for Maine, to forecheck hard?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, when we play well, we, you know, we're doing that. When we don't play well, that's, you know, we're trying to force things on the rush that aren't there. And, you know, this is a team that isn't going to force stuff on the rush. And, you know, they're going to get it in and they're going to, you know, they're going to be physical with our D, and you know, we have to, that has to be our identity as well. So you know, it's going to be a tight checking weekend.
You've got Grayson Arnott and Nolan Renwick back, and as you said, that no coming back doesn't necessarily mean you're going to play, right? Yeah. That everybody's got to compete. Has that brought the competition level up at practice by having those guys back?
A little bit. I mean, it's been different, you know, having this so many players on the ice healthy. We haven't had that all year. So it's, you know, it is a challenge. You have guys that aren't getting a ton of minutes or aren't playing that are very capable of playing. I don't think as a team last weekend we had everybody going each night. You know, by no means were we bad or anything. Like, were certain guys bad, but... you know, for us to be our best version of ourselves, we have to have four lines of forwards that can go 6 or 7 D and two or three goalies. So I don't think we found that last weekend. I think we had, you know, a couple guys each night that were off, and you know, and then it was a little bit, you know, the performances were average, you know. So we're trying to just find a lineup where we can feel comfortable putting anybody over the boards. And you know, it wasn't quite there last weekend, and hopefully we can find that this weekend.
Getting down near the end of the season, and everybody in the world is looking forward. Coaches usually are looking just to the next game. How do you keep the kids focused that way. To they're not looking at who's ranked where, who's in the pairwise, who's coming up next, who beat whom, who's watching the beanpot. How do you keep the focus?
We just don't talk. We don't talk about anything besides what we're going to do today, you know. And that's that doesn't mean that that's going to keep everyone focused all the time. I mean, you know, we spend a lot of time on the mental part of our game, and that's not just the players. That's the coaches too, you know, because it's easy for everybody to get caught up in things that don't matter. And you know, so we put a lot of time into our process, both on the ice and mentally, and that's. You know, and the players that are able to perform the best down the stretch are usually the ones that have the best process mentally. And, you know, that's something that we work a lot on, and we'll have to continue to down the stretch here.
Well, I'm sure we'll have full houses this weekend. Everybody's looking forward to the matchup, and wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Coach.